You get the phone call at 4 a.m. By 5:30, you're in the secret installation. The commander explains tersely,
Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
It's about the slipgate device.
Yes, sir.
Once we perfect these, we'll be able to use them to transport people and cargo from one place to another instantly.
Damn, that's good.
An enemy codenamed Quake is using his own slipgates to insert death squads into our bases to kill, steal, and kidnap.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, and the hell of it is we have no idea where he's from.
Damn.
Our top scientists think Quake's not from Earth, but from another dimension.
Damn.
They say Quake's preparing to unleash his real army, whatever that is.
No!
You're our best man, Lieutenant.
Thank you, sir.
This is Operation Counterstrike, and you're in charge.
Yes, sir!
Find Quake and stop him.
Yes, sir!
Or it.
Yeah!
You have full authority to requisition anything you need.
I will, sir!
If the eggheads are right, all of our lives are expendable.
Damn!
Quake moves fast. You'd better pump a round into your shotgun and get moving, soldier, with QuakeCast on the Pseudo Online Network.
So that's my question of the day, is if you get the phone call at 4 a.m., why does it take you till 5:30 to make it into the slipgate complex? You have to, like, take a shower and stop at McDonald's for breakfast?
Yes,
Denny's.
Yes.
All right. Denny's.
Denny's, yeah, definitely.
What's the
musical selection of the day there?
Well, we have a smorgasbord, and speaking of musical selections, we got a fan mail from last week's...
about that shit-ass music you were playing?
About that music, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Geez.
I swear to
you
God.
You know, it wouldn't have been... It was bad enough, except that every time something, like, vaguely amused you, you would stop everything and go, Turn that up!
Oh, yeah.
I really got people asking if we were all high as kites.
Oh, my God. It was... speaking of which, I'm glad you mentioned that, because there's
Speaking
of high as kites, no, I don't... I just totally have to, like, push any sort of culpability off of myself and onto Judge Calvin.
Oh, yeah.
Because this was nightmarish. Well, you recall last week we had this segment.
Oh, we pissed a lot of people off.
Well,
last week,
just Cal caught like a whiff of laughing gas during one of the guests' segments and
started laughing. Did we offend him?
Well, I didn't even know if. You see, that's the point. Cal wasn't. I don't know what you were laughing at, but you weren't laughing at the guy. But he was cracking up.
Yeah, who was it? I don't even know who it was. What segment?
I forget which segment it was. I was watching the real video thing, and I saw that this all went out. I didn't realize. You know, I remember the webcam. And it was just like a still shot every once in a while.
Sorry, knocked over my Budweiser bottle.
Is that from the Game Gimps last week?
I don't fuck.
Those guys, they got beers in here.
Sorry, go ahead.
So this guy's talking and you start cracking up. And I'm sitting here going, you know, I'm like starting to laugh at you because you're cracking up. And I'm like going, waving at you going, what the hell is wrong with you? What are you laughing at? And the camera was on me the whole time. It looked like I was the one that was having some sort of conniption in the back.
We were laughing.
You guys
were laughing.
There was a number of times when I just had to move the microphone away.
Yeah, you were giggling so hard. Well, that's the thing is, like, you know, so you got to remember,
Blue
though.
Got blamed.
Yeah, well, no, nobody blamed him. Oh. He was very nice about it. But I would have blamed. I was watching this going, boy, I don't
And yet none of this made into your mailbag.
Yeah, no figure.
Well, speaking of mail, we got a little note from, guess who, Mr. Cool himself. His name is Paul. I don't know how to say his last name. Probably going to butcher it. H-S-U, Paul Sue from Cool.
Oh, Mr. Cool.
Yeah.
I was wondering where that was coming from.
Mr. Cool at Q-O-O-L-E.
Who has now earned his plug.
That's right. We will give him a little plug for the Cool Quake editor.
And the reason for that is because Cal and I have both received copies. And
absolutely correct.
Declared the rule. Nobody gets a plug without juicing the judge and myself.
That's right. So we're going to be giving one of those away later on for trivia, if
there
indeed we come up with the trivia questions and manage to remember to do it.
And
on the
remember
air.
To do it. Yeah, that's the two questions of the day.
Yes, and I seem to have lost my little note of... Oh, well. Somebody's actually asking where they could get that CD of wonderful music we played last week, and you wanted it and listened to it, you can get it off of the link that I put on the archive page on QuakeCast. Also, we are now archiving these video segments so
Dear
you can...
God,
for
no.
Prosperity.
Which, for the record, that person on the video is none of us.
Yeah, what's up with that? You showed me that. That's like...
What?
There's a thing on there that says,
on the video.
You know, see the live video now, and it's like somebody...
Playing the second clip. It's got a bunch of cue clips lined up. If you go previous clip on that little chat client, it'll play the live stream.
How confusing.
Well, the channel, we just implemented it, and it's not really worked out with channels and stuff yet. Also, another email says, since we consume a lot of Friolis around a campsite, the clan of the camper now farts in the general direction of clan porn. Apparently, this is an online challenge.
You're actually going to put yourself in the position of being the go-between.
Well,
for
I'll be
clan
the announcer.
Trash talking here.
Yeah,
man.
We dispatch our foul flatulence in the face of the leader, Mr. Diefuck. Mr.
Diefuck.
The following
is that
challenge,
a given name or is that a nickname assigned by the clan of the camper?
I just would have to assume it was a given name, seeing how it's Mr. There's got to be a Mrs. somewhere, right? So the following challenge is hereby extended to the pornos. Number one, a 5v5 deathmatch jamboree, no mods. One designated server with alternate in reserve. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, if you guys really want to take this up, send
then
an email to
aid@campquake.com.
You can go to campquake.com and see all of their fun stuff. Another fan mail
for us. You're starting to jam the nonsense at the head of the show try and kill any possibility that somebody can stand it to laugh all the way through.
Some of these are pertinent.
He just likes the fan mail.
Yeah,
he wants to see it.
Yeah, well, you know, when we get one,
he wants to make
deal,
sure that
okay.
this important stuff, we don't run out of time for this important stuff. We can squeeze out a few guests at the end, but we do have to enumerate the fan mail.
It says, this one is from mchandler@happypuppy.com. No, I'm joking. This says, Mark Chandler and Happy Puppy are both unlistenable. They're speaking about the real audio shows.
Oh, okay.
It says, Mark Chandler and Happy Puppy are both unlistenable and inane compared to you guys. Hearing Fatso Mark Chandler is like listening to a morning zoo, and you guys are totally Howard Stern.
I don't know if we should be offended by that.
I don't know. It says, you've ruined me for any other gaming webcast.
Now, does this actually qualify as Quake? Cast fan mail, or does
well,
this qualify
or does it
as Mark
that they
Chandler
suck?
Show
yeah.
slam mail?
Well, no, or is it just that they're so bad they don't have any other alternative? But
and more importantly, does Mark Chandler realize that that was Cal that read that and chose to read that? And
why,
if he's going to hang out outside and just kick somebody's ass, it should be Cal.
Well,
I don't know.
I actually have an announcement from IRC here.
You
put the fan mail away for a moment.
Stick that fan letter in your
pocket. This is from TFBOC. He co-hosts a huge LAN event every month called Armageddon in the San Francisco Bay Area. They typically have about 60 players, and over 70 have registered for their next event October 12th. Go to www.armageddon-gaming.com.
Howdy doody there.
Yay. Speaking of IRC, Zoid was on last week, and apparently upset by some things we were saying about Quake World, and
I listened to it again. It was pretty funny because I the guy who made the first point, who you agreed with, the guy was just like,
he was talking about his level designer and why didn't the level designer
he was talking about their Quake their CTF tourney and why they didn't have Quake World.
Uh-huh.
And the guy was like,
Snake doesn't like it. Really.
Well, he was like, yeah, because I have a T3 and Quake World sucks. And you're like, oh, yeah, it blows.
Wow.
Without missing a beat.
No, Quake World doesn't blow. It just blew for me because I don't have the time or the reason to really have to pursue it or investigate it because I have a low ping. So
right. So, it's just,
it's not like an assault on the game. It's just that I haven't bothered to check it out. But anyhow, Zoid, man, I'm sorry. All right.
For the record, I love Quake World because I can't play anything else but Quake World through my firewall.
There you go.
Zoid, ignore these morons.
My personal feeling is that actually Quake World is just, I think for the most part, generated a better level of competition. For my feeling, when I go into that's the biggest difference that I find between NetQuake and Quake World is because the modem players have a more competitive chance to play with the lag. That you just don't have these guys all standing around burying themselves in a wall to be killed.
Yeah.
It's like everybody has a reasonably competitive chance. Anybody can kill you out there. So that's my take on it.
Speak for yourself.
There you go.
Those of us with T1.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Looney Boy is the funniest. He's in a Rocket Arena server one weekend saying that his goal was to prove that ping didn't matter. He's sitting there with like a 40 ping getting beaten by people. So he's like, high ping whiners of the world, unite. Frag Looney Boy.
40 ping. Where
yeah, he's got like, he's
I got
T1.
A T1.
Where?
Home.
Get the fuck out of here.
How many times do we have to go over
this? I was going to say, you live in a dorm,
this
right?
Is an ongoing connection.
It is an ongoing
conversation.
There's
why are you playing Quake World then?
Because I can't, we have a firewall.
Oh, the firewall, right.
And I can't do anything but Quake World.
Okay.
So
there you go.
Well.
So therefore, until Hexen World comes out, I'm screwed.
There you go. You've been playing some Hex and Deathmatch, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you like that?
Especially since my roommate just bought that 233.
Yeah, how is that?
Not that his roommate would know. He probably hasn't even
My roommate's gone for the week.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Is it okay with him that you play with?
Oh, yeah, he loves... He says, you know, I set it up for him. So he's like, oh, you can use it whenever you want.
Cool.
So.
Set it up for him.
That's it.
Yeah, plugged in the plug.
Well, you know, for some people, this is a big deal.
How much did you charge him?
Exactly, like $50 an hour.
I turn on full hardware sharing. I don't think he's realized it.
Very good, very good.
So, speaking of other news.
Okay.
Any other news?
I got one tiny thing here from Greydigger, which I feel I have to because...
Right, actually, I got a little link for Greydigger's site.
Oh, hang on. He wants us to know that there's a petition at the MacQuake Nexus for the version of MacQuake World. And yes, there are Mac people out there, and yes, they use Quake.
Yeah, so I understand that, but who's he going to send it to? he's organizing it, but where is he going to send it? Who's going to take that one? I don't know. what was I going to say? American McGee's contest has ended. Did he pick a winner?
He picked one thumb.
That was one thumb?
Yeah, toilet paper one. Yeah.
Where the fuck did he get all that toilet paper?
I can't...
As I said on my page today, more TP than Cornholio would know what to do with.
I don't get
that,
it.
That was impressive, but the one where it was like the side of a building...
Nah,
and
that
huge...
wasn't real. The white one was fake.
Wait, which one? The white one or the orange one?
The white one.
The white one was real.
The white one was
with
real.
The two guys standing in front of the building. Yeah, that wasn't very big compared to the other one.
Oh, well, the other one.
The other one was fake.
Yeah, but the white one, I can't believe that didn't win. I mean, that's like, you know, a level of insanity that really deserves
Oh, there were several levels of insanity. I mean, did you see the bloody guys lying
on the ground? Oh, that was genius.
Lying on the ground?
The fire trucks
one was great, too.
Yeah. I mean, that would, you know, talk about marshalling resources.
Huh.
Or fire marshalling resources.
Yeah, so I guess, I don't know, it sounded like it was fixed to me. What do you guys think?
Because the inside track over did?
Nah.
Well, didn't Jack Matthews help him with that? Isn't that what he said? Maybe he did. I didn't see.
Yeah.
I thought,
maybe.
Where does Jack Matthews live?
I think he's there. Yeah, they're starting.
They're
going to be,
a little love shack.
Yeah. A little
speaking of love shack, Scary Sugar Shack, Mr. Scary, Mr. Pervert, this guy.
What?
Asking if we were naked for the show.
We are.
Well, you know.
They're naked from the waist down.
Yeah,
you can't
they
see it on the camera. There.
There you go. And we're thinking of you, Scary. What else? What other news we got going on?
I have no idea. I got no net connection.
Jedi Knight, ugliest game I've ever played.
Ooh, that was Mr. Looney Boy himself speaking. Judge Cal, I've heard
a couple people slag on it.
I thought
it was okay.
I've heard that once you get past the first segment, it gets better. And I haven't had time to do that. So
that's the first segment
the
being...
The first part of, I don't know, apparently...
First
the,
level, first
the first,
episode,
right? First part of the first level.
See, I thought it looked pretty cool. One of the things I didn't like was the palette was very, like, it had that kind of, like, slate, gray, blue, kind of washed out Duke Nukem 3D kind of look that I, you know, that palette I'm not... That
it looked like every Doom...
I can't believe that thing
Doom
was using
Star
hardware,
Wars.
Though. That's ugly.
Right,
look
at you. No, don't hold back, Looney Boy. Tell us your real opinion.
Just ugly.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think but fugly nasty.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't find
so
it that offensive at all.
Anyhow,
it was pretty cool.
You need DirectX 5.0.
Yeah.
DirectX 5.0.
Yes, you do.
Yes. And
welcome
I
to the 90s, Stretch Cow.
I don't use it. I have a Veritech.
Yeah.
I've got 4.0 or 3.0. I don't even know.
Well, Mr.
And
Smug, I don't use it.
No,
I don't go for it, okay?
No. It just causes problems on all sorts of different machines, apparently, and I don't want to use it. I also tried installing it on NT, and to no avail. NT, there's no DirectX 5 for NT. Can't play Jedi Knight on NT.
You know, I'm just beginning to feel like this show has become a very narrow, skewed, like, Judge Cal's perspective.
Well,
NT
you know.
Sucks. Quake World sucks.
No, NT doesn't suck. There's nothing wrong with NT. It's the fact that the DirectX drivers
DirectX
won't run.
5 sucks.
But, is it networkable, the demo?
Yeah.
Yes. Haven't had a chance to do it.
But, yeah, I mean, here, let me do my my editorialization. You got to do that. Damn Microsoft Internet Gaming Zone doohickey on the web to hook it up.
That?
The same thing that they have
for networking?
Yeah, the same thing that they have for X-Wing versus TIE Fighter,
no,
that like
really?
Maniacal
you have to go through there?
Active X filled
Microsoft chat.
It's just
Gaming Zone.
Yeah, it's just like one of these things, you know, like launch your browser and use 60 megabytes of memory.
Wow. Loading applets and
speaking
Java
of which, I tried Heat
Delta.
Today.
Oh, yeah?
I tried playing Quake over Heat.
Yeah, what's the deal on that?
On a T1, 5 frames per second.
Cool. And what was your ping?
Oh, dear God.
Oh, dear God.
I didn't even bother. I didn't bother checking.
When did they crank that thing up? They just rolled that out, right?
Yeah, well, I think it just started up last week or so.
So they're
I played Heat down in E3 in Atlanta. They had a direct connection to their Heat servers, but I guess no one was on it. But,
I was on a T1, and this was so awful. I mean, I never tried M Player, but I don't think it could possibly be this bad.
I don't know. I don't want to get into it because, like, the,
and also, again, I think M Player does this also. You have to have the shareware.
No, that
shareware was... Shareware 1.06.
Is that what it is? Because I don't know if that was the rule with M Player or if that was the rule with the tournament.
Oh, okay.
Because the reason they had to do that with the tournament is then you get into that no purchase required deal for a competition.
Yep.
So that makes it, like, I think, it's, you know, otherwise it's gambling.
Well, because the thing about Heat is that it's run out of the browser.
Okay.
Everything is done in this really irritating Java front end.
This is going to be one of those shows.
Isn't that what M-Player does
bash
also?
Everything.
I don't know how M-Player
Yeah, M-Player does
M-Player
that also.
Like
oh, he does it?
Oh, look at that. My chat client crashed. Isn't that nice?
Really? also, 10 is like that. 10 was just unplayable.
Really?
Yeah.
I never tried any of these networks, so.
I don't know.
I would not know. I got an invitation to play on one of them and check it out a while back, and I never got around to it. It might have been.
Well, Heat's one of those ones that's free, so.
So what could be better? Yeah. Well, M-Player's free now, too.
It's Engage, which still hasn't learned that they're not going to make any money.
Well, if they're listening now, they know. You let the cat out of the bag.
Hey.
Damn. I just saved some people's jobs.
See?
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be another action pack.
That's right.
I think they...
And you get to watch it now.
They've pumped most of the laughing gas out of the room, but...
Wow.
But we're still on edge here.
No, they pumped the Let's Rant gas in here.
Man. Yeah, it's a ranty show.
Yes.
I got that feeling.
The ranting episode of QuakeCast.
Who are we going to have when we come back from the break?
Oh, hell, us. More ranting.
Guests on this show?
Woo-hoo!
Yes. What's his name?
Headhunter. Headhunter, dude.
Is it the Headhunter?
Jameis cool. Kay and Eichenauer.
Yeah,
when
I was checking out his page before
we
went. It sounds like he's going to ask us questions.
Good.
Too, so
oh,
we should,
God,
we're
no.
going to have the dueling interview when we
Great.
Return.
Okay, we'll be right back.
You've joined forces with Operation Counter-Strike on QuakeCast on the Pseudo Online Network. We'll be right back.
Feel the power! Play Quake!
Hi kids, the chat lines are now open. Call QuakeCast at 212-965-1390. 212-965-1390. Don't forget to connect to irc.sudo.com. Channel id software.
At 7-Eleven today, we feature a new interactive game called Quake. This is outselling the slushy Slurpee now, don't you know? It is a very slamming type program.
Quake. Play it. Available at all 7-Elevens.
The online radio. Donde online y internet personas se encuentran los jueves a las 11 de la noche con la mejor emisora de Nueva York, 1050 AM WEBD. Sudo Online Radio.
This is Kill Creek from Impulse 9. You're listening to QuakeCast on Sudo.
I've been known as Mephistopheles Lucifer, but you can call me Lou. How you doing? I'm down here in hell waiting for you guys to finish killing everybody up there in Quake at Pseudo. I already got some of those people on my list, but if you want to come down here and join me where it's hotter than hot, then continue to kill on Quake. I'll be waiting down here. Kill all you want. I'm waiting for you. Kill on Quake. It's the only place to kill. Except down here. I'll be waiting.
You've rejoined Operation Counter-Strike on the QuakeCast on the Pseudo Online Network.
Yeah, look out!
Welcome back to Operation Counter-Strike.
I just love it. Connect the goddamn dots.
What are we listening to?
Oh, I think this is Ministry.
Oh, my God.
Ministry's
okay.
Cool.
All right.
Better than,
it's better than every
zombie.
Every single thing we listened to last week.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
The laughing gas is back.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We're
actually, you know what it is? The anchor of the show. It's the girl bomb.
That's the reason we're in acid land. Is that
exactly.
it?
Exactly. I think so.
I've been asked to plug Quiver real fast. It's,
hey, keep your fucking personal life out of the show, you rat bastard.
It's curtin.edu.au/squigglyscott /
Tildy. Tildy.
Squiggly.
Tildy.
/ Quiver. There you go.
Quiver. Now that's a
full light source preview.
Yeah.
Full light source preview.
Full light source preview.
Dig that.
Hoo-ha.
Matt Quake editor.
I'm telling you. You know it, you love it, you can't live without it. So there.
Okay.
Actually,
we're going to be going to a guest here, I think.
You went to Bermuda again, did you?
No.
Where was it this time?
Zimbabwe?
I think we got to stop playing Cal's favorite music. he's having like this real...
I'm hemorrhaging.
He's having an 80s flashback.
Yes.
He's at the Mud Club. He's watching Ministry. He's doing drugs. It's bad.
No.
Okay.
No. Mud Club was the 70s, my friend.
All right. I'm showing my age.
I think he just dated you.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Oops. And okay. Speaking of guests, Mr. Kahan, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to QuakeCast.
Hey, what's up?
Howdy, hey.
Howdy, hey. Howdy, hey. You are one of the proprietors of Headhunters Quake?
Well, sort of. I'm kind of like the little bat boy, you know?
You're the
The
spittle boy. You're the spittle boy.
Spit bucket boy.
You're the bitch.
Boy. There you go.
There you go.
We get nothing. We don't get the bigwigs anymore. We get the underlings, the squires.
The PMs.
The squires. So, squire.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us? How do you get attached to a project as a peon? What is it that you actually do?
Well, it started out like really small and stuff. No one hardly knew us at all. And we just kind of got some more levels, got people interested in it, and just kind of flew off from there.
And in case you just tuned in, we're speaking of the Headhunter.
Headhunter's Quake, yeah.
We haven't announced that yet.
We did that.
You are part of the project called Headhunter.
No, he's not part of the project. Other people do it. He's the spittle boy. What's that?
Other stuff.
You do what?
I did a level for it.
Hey!
And he goes on beer runs.
And you go on beer runs, right? You order the pizza. Well,
give us a little rundown.
Headhunters was formerly called Capture the Head, right?
Yeah, that was the first name. Right. That was the really old version of it. And originally, it was only server-side, and it didn't really do much. It was kind of lame, to tell you the truth, but we really worked on it and got it going.
So what happened? You, like, distributed the regular Quake progs.dat and just called it Headhunters?
Yeah, it was pretty much the old version, yeah.
Okay, so that was a good scam. It got you on the board.
On the map,
But now, as the years have gone by, it's evolved and changed.
They're up to version 3, right?
Yeah, well, we're getting ready to.
2.1 is the last one that came out, right?
Yeah, 0.2, or 2.0.
2.0.
Okay, so version 3, what do you got to look forward to?
We got 6 new levels. A lot of them are pretty, really awesome. One is by Stuart Cam. He won the Random Acts of Senseless Violence contest, yeah. And his level is Punishment. It's really awesome. You really can't describe it, you know, until you play one of those kind of levels.
Does us no good here, my friend.
Then we've taken the wrong path in our little audio interview here. For those who aren't familiar with...
haven't played it, you want me to do a little...
Yeah, why don't you give us a general gist of the deal?
Appraisal.
There you go.
All right, well, there's 2 different modes. There's Deathmatch, there's team play, obviously. And Deathmatch, it's just the usual basic free-for-all. Except for the fact is you don't get points for frags at all. So the usual, you know, rushing in, killing everybody with the quad rocket isn't really going to do you much because it's going to get you -1 and nothing. What you got to do is when you kill somebody, obviously they're headhunters. What do you think is going to happen? Their head's going to fall off, obviously. And you're going to run over and anytime you run over a head, you'll pick it up and you'll like slap on your little quake belt or whatever. It's like the bat belt, you know. And yet... there's altars in each level, and usually they're in a pretty fair spot for everybody to get to. So it's not exactly like anybody can really camp by them that much. and you just run right by the altar and you drop it off and you get your points.
So now, and the idea here is you could pick up 5 or 6 heads or 10 heads, theoretically, and be trailing them around. But somebody kills you, then they can collect all your heads.
Oh,
but
your frags from me. So it's more of a strategic kind of way of playing.
The best feature is, though, if you're dead and he's carrying your head, you can bite him.
Right, right.
Who was that one dude that really liked that bite? Wasn't it Blue?
That was me, yeah. That to me was the best,
the best
variation you could come up with. Probably.
Yeah, well, we still got that in Headhunter 3.0, but it's only for land play. Because Quake Girl, for some reason, didn't like our coot at all, and it kept spitting at us, and it would not let us do the haunting in Quake World.
The biting kept getting spit
out. Yeah,
it
kept spitting out the biting.
It didn't want to work at all in Quake World. But, because if you get one head and you turn it, it's only worth one frag. Two heads are worth 3, and 3 are worth 6, and obviously
exponential frags.
You can figure it out pretty much.
Right, but the deal is now you're running around with, a whole boatload of heads. You kind of become an obvious target for
this guy's not going to walk by and just kind of like say, oh, there goes a guy, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's going to turn around and trail you. Yeah.
You can steal other people's heads.
Well, you got to kill them. You steal them by force. There's not pickpocketing here.
Pretty much. But we made sure that there's no campers, because we knew that when this patch came out, there was going to be some lame dudes going to sit around the altar and kind of like
catch
laugh
people as they
wait for somebody to come along. You don't want to shoot down,
sure.
You know?
Sure.
So we got a little anti-camper device built into the altar.
Now, how does that work? What is, if you hang too close to the altar?
If you hang around it for about, I think, 6 seconds or so, it'll pop you up a little warning telling you to pretty much get the hell out of there.
Run away.
And it'll start sapping your armor down a little bit. And if you continue to sit there and stare at it like you're stupid or something, then it'll start taking like 10 health, then 20, then 30. Eventually, you'll pretty much die.
Cool.
No more campers, at least for now.
I think they should implement that in all the Quake. Like, if you stand still.
Well, I've played on servers with patches
that have that.
Yeah, you know, if you stay in the same area too long, it just jibs you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very
And
cool.
It just, it'll just go, Judge Cal was camping. You know, it'll just say that on the thing. It'll do that. It's great.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Excellent.
So there.
Do we have a time frame on when you're going to release 3.0?
I do believe, hopefully, it's going to be this month, but I was thinking hopefully next weekend, but the big man, Charlie, tells me not to really say anything, so you know how that goes.
More secret.
As ID says, when it's done.
It, my friend. It.
That is.
It.
That small I, small D, none of the small I, capital D stuff either. Okay.
Okay.
There you go. It. That's all right. We live to elucidate.
To correct.
We lived in the current.
And Judge Cal is all caps, and Looney Boy is all lowercase.
That's right. And Quake Cast is capital Q, capital C, one word, okay?
And Lafong is capital L, small A, capital F, small O, small N, small G. Don't forget it.
You're going to be tested later. Hope you're writing these down. Okay, so you built one level. Mm-hmm. Have you played all the rest of the levels?
Yeah, we play tested a lot, especially on land play.
Right.
And we've got 12 so far, and they're pretty much the cream of the crop. I mean, we were looking around. We got a lot of submissions, and we had to turn down a few people. But
what, now people are submitting themselves to you so that you'll take their levels?
Yeah, a lot of people after 2.0 came out and people started really getting to play, we started getting submissions. We got, originally, we have 2 from Dario Castelli, and he's working for Valve and everything now on Half-Life.
Right.
His DCDM series, DCDM 3 and 5, so they're really awesome levels. We got professional
levels, as we say.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Go on.
And we got one from Charlie Zimmerman, of course, who is the big man.
The head hunter himself.
Yeah. We got 2 from Dustin Gleckner, who did Ledges, if you ever played that one.
Right.
And we got 2 from Andrew Smith, who did Lectoria Complex and the FBI's Attorney. And we got 1 from Dave Ring. I don't know how to say his name that well, but Ring Knot or something. And he did... Asylum of Remorse, and we got the final one is the coolest name for a Quake level in the world, Walking the Dog, by Martin, some name I really can't pronounce, sounds like Japanese.
There you go. But you did, you actually did pretty good. Were you reading off a paper there? You have script, crib notes or anything?
No, I'm so obsessed with this thing. I like know it in my head, dude.
Very good.
Hey.
That is excellent.
That'll get you a job. Hey, what was the name of that site where you can find all those...
All the information?
No, not the information, but the actual levels of the guys who made these levels.
Oh, 24?
Is that it? 24/7?
It's the place that's the database of every level in the world. Yeah, if you want to try and dig down other works by those authors, then... Yeah.
And Yoast, what would that URL be?
Planetquake.com/24. Right, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It
Thank you very much. And the headhunters would be planetquake.com/headhunters. You see how easy this is?
Hey,
Planetquake takes over the world. It gets easier and easier.
Oh, we're taking over the universe.
God bless you guys. So speaking of which, though,
Resistance is futile.
Yes, it is. There you go. Planet Borg. So I went by your site over there on Planet Borg today.
It
looked like you had some questions for us. It looked like you were planning on turning the tables and interrogating.
Oh, yeah. There's this one question that always, like, kind of hits at me.
No.
Exactly. If you read it or not. How much...
No,
like,
I'm sorry. I have a
awake.
Girlfriend. I can't,
you
know.
Keep yourself awake, Blue. I mean, like, the update that much.
During the show?
No, I mean, like, period.
Updating.
I've been up, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm about ready to crash, and here you are. I all of a sudden update just flies out of nowhere, you know?
The blue phone.
Wait, you think people sleep?
Yeah. Sleep is for women.
Sleep is for the week.
Sleep is for Billy Wilson. That's all I've got to say about that, okay?
Bill Wilson. You know who Bill Wilson is?
Billy Wilson is the...
Bill Wilson is the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous. Sorry.
That's a wonderful fact.
Once again, the Judge Cal perspective.
He is.
So, Wicked Billy Wilson is the webmaster at www.voodooextreme.com, who had this
bet going with Scary
a couple weeks ago. One Monday morning, woke up and saw on Scary's page that he had a bet going with Billy Wilson who could stay up longer. And this was after, I'd gotten up in the morning, and these guys were still up the night before. And
were they both in Austin?
Hey, didn't Scary end up winning that?
Yeah, Scary won that. Scary is in Dallas. No, Billy Wilson, I think, is aren't
Dallas
they in England?
Yeah, I think
I think Voodoo Extreme is UK-based. And, yeah, anyway,
so what were they doing?
They were just doing updates every 10 minutes or so. I'm still up, you know.
The funniest thing, though, is that towards the end of Scary's, somebody walked into the ritual office for the morning, and he was still up and still typing.
Scary stuff.
Just so-and-so just walked in and gave me a strange look.
But, actually, I've noticed, Blue, you have, like, a pretty set schedule as far as major updates go. You have, like, the bulk updates of the day at specific times.
Well, I'd always had a problem with trying... I try and keep things kind of in an organized fashion. Mm-hmm. And it really bothered me if I started collecting things that were sort of like, you know, it's kind of a doodad. It's kind of an interesting thing. And I would start putting that at the top of the news and pushing... like everything else down.
The
so I tried story, to, yeah. yeah, I tried to get it into a realm where sessions. Things kind of still maintain that kind of logic of most to least important. So things that get added during the day have kind of a certain weight.
Yeah.
In other words, the cool stuff on top and little tiny news on the...
Well, it's not...
You're going to end up in the science section D of
exactly.
Blues,
you know,
Blues News.
I don't think, you know, the daily updates aren't that huge that... You know, I imagine people are falling asleep by the end of it, so it's not that big a deal, but that's my concept.
Yeah.
But
we have about a minute left, and anything else you need to tell us about Headhunters?
Well, yeah, sure, what the hey. I got a minute to burn, right?
Yeah, sure, your sneaker company, whatever.
You'll notice when you're playing is the fact is it's, like, a little bit different than CTF, and the fact is that, I mean, do you remember the first time you actually captured the flag? I mean, sitting there, you're like...
What the hell do you do? What the hell do you...
Where do I go? Where's the mate?
No, I think he's talking about that orgasmic experience of succeeding.
Yeah. I thought it was the panic and sheer confusion of not knowing where the base was.
And anyway, that's like 2 years ago, but it's like you'll be getting that feeling all the time with Headhunters, pretty much. The fact that, I mean, you turn around the corner, you're just sitting there, you're like peeking around, and hey, is this guy going to come kick my butt or what?
Cool. You know, I'm not the hugest capture the flag player. I've never actually captured the flag myself.
Are you serious?
I end up playing defense. I end up playing defense because it's legalized camping, which I find so amazing.
All right, well, there's the Omen theme, and that's time to you go.
You can tell by the music that Linda Blair has entered the room.
But I want to thank you for coming on QuakeCast and filling us in on Headhunters 3.0.
And, no problem.
And be sure to say hi to all the important guys over there on that project for us as well, okay?
All right. See you later.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Just kidding. He's very important.
It's time for the live mace this week.
We are honored.
Yes.
The Scoreboard with Mace Royer on QuakeCast.
Hello, everybody. This is Mace Royer with a scoreboard report. The report this week is going to be on virtual world versus the real world. And when I get back, we're going to be talking all about that, as well as the lovely new pseudo-uniforms that you yourself can get anywhere on the Pseudo Online Network. Just surf and find it. It's got the beautiful logo here, and I think some stuff on the back, but I can't really see. Anyway, we'll be back right after this short message. Do you smell that, Private?
I love the smell of sweaty palms running over a mouse and keyboard as they're playing Quake in the morning. Can you play Quake? Can you travel over the internet and assassinate and kill people, Private? Do you have the intestinal fortitude to play this game?
This is Fred Rerun Barry. Go poetry.com. Hi, 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 hi.
Who stole the cookie from the cookie jar?
Esoterica, the kitsch-suey blend of comic book news and dish, toys, sci-fi, and monster info, movie talk, music, and of course, martinis. With your host, Sean Fernald, only on the Pseudo Online Network.
This is Eddie Jones. Seldom have I come across a product as versatile and exciting as the new Spacedoid 360. It has the new omnidirectional power sensor technology. Now there's a way to move in 3D, but that's not all. I hope Mace Royer died. It has rapid action button, creep crawler cruise with 10-bit digital precision. There's a free interactive trainer. I love my clams to crawl to penumbra. Kick back and relax because now you can make all your impossible moves without a moist. I crawl to penumbra. Girl bombs a creep without a mouse or joystick. I'm an old, old man. Seldom have I come across a bad clam. Marco. Marco's a bad clam. Get it so you can frag like a king. Penumbra rules. I am a cockroach. They'll feel your sting with the wonderful Space Orb 360. I'm an old man. It's a fine product.
Phenomenon! These are enigmas you can hardly believe unless you hear them on Pseudo.
Hello, everybody, this is Mace Royer with Quake Phenomenon. The phenomenon this week is, first of all, the lovely new Pseudo shirts here and the beautiful back part of the shirt. But secondly, I'd like to tell everybody they enjoyed the music video, Nate Dogg, I'm sure you did, to email Philly at Pseudo.com and tell them how much you liked it. Or if you also want to be on this segment of QuakeCast and learn all about Quake and how Mace loves Quake and Eddie and a bunch of other people in the Quake community. But to talk about Quake phenomenon in general, this past Tuesday, I got 2 free tickets to go to the Yankees game, playoff game, and I brought my fine friend Eddie Jones with me. Eddie, are you on the phone? Eddie?
Yes.
Yes. Now, Eddie and I were in a stadium packed with 52,793 screaming Yankee fans. And
that was a pay admission.
That's exactly right. And we got 2 free tickets. They were screaming. The team was down 5-0. Then they came back and won the game. But, Eddie, it pales in comparison to what you feel when you're playing Quake. Isn't that correct?
It's like an albino with a half a quart of bleach in his system.
Exactly. We were staring at each other. So what? The Yankees hit the ball. The Yankees ran the bases. The Yankees slid home. Who cares? Can they jib, Eddie?
No, they can't jib. It was a joke.
Can they frag, Eddie?
No, they cannot frag.
They cannot strafe, can they, Eddie?
They cannot.
Listen, this world, that as we know it, professional sports will be destroyed. And how will it be destroyed, Eddie?
By Quake.
Thank you very much. We were sitting there laughing at fat people drinking beers and smoking cigars who couldn't keep a hand on their mouth or another hand on their keyboard to play the lovely game of Quake. Isn't that right, Eddie?
Mate, we turned around, we looked at them, and we laughed directly in their faces.
We said Quake rules.
Yes, and we did.
And they knew it.
And that crowd quieted. That crowd quieted, Mace. All 52,480. They quieted down because they knew.
Did I tell you this, Cal? We were at the Yankee game on Tuesday night, and it pales in comparison to what the feeling is.
They got all excited.
On Quake.
Back-to-back home runs, they said.
Yeah,
they
3 home runs.
All excited.
I say 3 home runs. I say, you see Cal jump on a machine and play Quake. That's like
your body be blown apart. The organs, the tendrils, the intestinal fortitude inside the body split open like a cheap watermelon. Then you compare that to a baseball game.
Yeah! And I hope everybody out there in the Quake community agrees with me. And if you don't agree, if you disagree or agree to disagree, whatever you agree with, email Philly at pseudo.com. We'll get you up there and we'll talk, won't we, Eddie?
Agree to agree.
Thank you very much, Eddie. Cal, Judge Cal's here. Blue's here. Everybody's in here. Do you want to give any shout-outs to all the friendly people in the Quake community?
I want to give a shout-out to those guys. They're not just keeping that ball rolling.
Where is he?
They're not building that ball.
I don't know where he is.
Where's Eddie?
He called in.
Eddie, where are you?
Upstairs somewhere in pseudo.
I see. What are you doing in pseudo? Are you visiting?
I'm in the boiler room.
I'm visiting Mace.
Okay, where's Marco?
Yeah, I haven't seen Marco.
Marco's a little bent out of shape because we went to the Yankee game without him.
Is he a bad clam?
Marco. Yeah, he's a bad clam.
And have you seen Girl Bomb? She's been missing in action.
I haven't seen Girl Bomb either.
Okay, well, okay, you just killed that one. That's it.
They want you to do your commercial, Eddie. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Girl Bomb's a creep. Without a mouse or joystick. He doesn't remember the
Are you an old man? Breathe, Eddie. Breathe.
I think he's having a heart attack.
He's so fumed. He's
well, we were talking. While you were out, Cal, we were
going into a rest.
We were comparing professional sports like baseball to Quake and how they paled in comparison. We are in a stadium with 52,793 fans, and it doesn't even compare to the passion that's drawn up.
Was that including you and him, or?
Well, we got two free tickets, didn't we, Eddie? Okay.
Two free tickets.
To what, Eddie?
Where is Girl Bomb?
I don't know, but
where's Marco?
He's losing.
Where's that echo?
Eddie?
What?
Okay, now, we're going to end this interview. Thank you for your time.
I love Quake.
Thank you.
I really do.
Give us a little poem. Give us a haiku about Quake.
Once there was a time when there was no Quake. People walked the earth like a giant wake. They opened the casket. They looked inside. They saw nothing. They almost died. And then Quake came, and we all came alive.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye now!
Oh, my God.
Well, that's my segment. I'm glad to be back in the studio. When I walked in earlier, folks, it was like walking into a big warm hug. The boys are glad to see me come back. I've been out on the road for a little bit. I'm actually changing uniforms. The yellow shirt is gone. Probably going to wear this for a little while longer until the sales go up because I do have stock in the pseudo 100% cotton T-shirt. So hopefully someone will get a T-shirt that's autographed by Mace Royer, and we'll see if that's a big collector's item. What do you think, Cal?
Yeah, well, you have to use a white pen, I think.
Yeah, one of those silver graffiti 88 hip-hop pens.
Maybe Eddie will sign it, too.
Sure.
And then we'll all clear out of the way as the world beats a path to your door.
Yes!
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 Into a casket! This is Mace Royer. Have a pleasant day.
Wow.
Have a pleasant day?
Yes. Mace
How
Dreyer,
we miss you, Mace.
Back live. Yes. Nothing like live, Mace.
Can I ask you guys a question? One question before I go.
No, sorry.
I was listening to the Thunk show earlier in the evening.
Which show?
Thunk.
What show is that?
It's the interactive trivia game show.
When can you hear that?
I think it's on at 7:30 at night. What we want to do is try and get a lot of Quake players to play the game at some point. I heard they want to have like a Quake trivia thing. But
do people die in Thunk?
No.
Then Quake players have no interest.
Yeah.
Well, no. If they're in IRC, that's where they go into Quake mode. They get go nuts.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah.
So it might work. But there was a question from here, and no one got it right in the Thunk chat room. But I know the answer. I want to see if you guys do.
Paris, 1492.
No. What was the name of the movie that Kurt Thomas starred in? The famous Olympic gymnast Kurt Thomas starred in.
The famous
Porky's?
I don't know. Yeah. Gymnast.
Roller Baby?
Oh. Do you guys remember this?
What did he do?
What was
he famous for?
He was a gymnast in the gymnast. Like, 84 Olympics.
Scrooge.
Gymkata.
The fuck is that?
You remember that? He was going to be the first super action hero that crossed gymnastics with karate?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. The great film.
Sound like it was about as good as Remo Williams. Remember that one?
Or the Marlboro Man, and what was that other one? Harley Davidson and the
Marlboro Man, yeah. Actually, a friend of mine was in that. Tom Sizemore.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I think I have to kill myself
yes.
now.
Absolutely. Mickey Rourke and Tom Sizemore, also with, what's his name?
There you go.
Yes.
If we're especially lucky, you can dig up the soundtrack and we can play it as the background music.
It's funny you say that because actually queued up right now. No. I'm joking.
There are people out in IRC who keep asking if Blue's stoned or not. So
if wow. Stoned
if you're
or not?
Stoned, yeah. Nobody's mentioned Cal.
There's in this mission, as I try my hardest to hold things together
of
by
everybody,
the sheer
they're
force of my
you.
Will.
Well, they've just given up on me.
Well, everybody's given up on
me. Man themselves to the fact that I'm just brain dead or something.
No, I am not stoned, but I am seriously contemplating it for future shows as an antidote.
That's
I'm not
right.
sure. Actually, I was gonna demand to be able to smoke a cigar in here and smoke you guys out. Do you think that? Don't you think I should be able to do that?
Well,
I
don't know. David cigars attract lovey, so I wouldn't suggest it.
Ooh, that's kind of frightening. Can we lock the door?
Well, believe me, it's got a way of getting through these doors around here. In case you guys don't know who Lovey is, go look through the archives.
Oh, no.
In case,
no. In case, guys, in case you don't know who Lovey is, just consider yourself lucky.
Yeah,
baby.
Okay.
Hey,
so,
Wanker just joined.
Woo-hoo. Hey, Wanker. Yeah, watch him get kicked out of IRC.
Well, he'll probably leave himself when he sees the girl bomb isn't here.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? He's calling up the receptionist here at Sudo and chatting her up. Like, I was coming through the lobby, and I heard her say Wanker. I was like, Wanker? Are you talking Wanker? What the hell are you talking about? She's like, he calls me. And I was like, what?
About this.
Yes, and Wanker, if you guys don't know, is proprietor of the Quake Cafe at QuakeCafe.com, which does the QuakeCast highlights, breaks it down into bite-sized chunks for all of you. Now he's going to have to break down the video, so much for that.
I think the video started out broken down.
Yes, it's broke.
Yeah, really, highlights of somebody speaking, you know, like...
Well, they
the
take
video.
Out all of the nuggets of our profound wisdom.
Oh, no, he makes those into separate...
Into 30
yeah.
seconds.
He makes those into separate clips, though. If you've ever looked at him, he has ones of just the profound wisdom.
Oh, no.
There was one on last week that was like, you know, the genius of Wishniak.
Oh,
ooh.
Jesus.
Yeah,
hey, go. Huh?
Yeah.
Can we
but
get that?
I think we have some guests on the phone that we're ignoring here. So
we're both holding up a Wishniak for the camera, but the camera's on Looney Boy.
It's on Cal, actually. Oh, now it's on you.
Oh, there you go.
But it's like 5 minutes behind, so you got to wait for
Wishniak.
I think you're getting a glare off of the Wishniak can there.
There we go.
Franks.
Franks,
Black
with
Cherry
a name
Wishnick.
Like Frank's, it has to be Black Cherry Wishnick.
Actually,
remember
I think
that.
It's like trace elements of aluminum and lead in here. It's just like eating our brain.
Is that what the problem is?
That's what it is.
You know, it's not drugs.
I've decided that this doesn't exist outside this building.
It doesn't.
I don't. Wishnick, I've never
seen
it. My
we are keeping it. Frank employed, okay?
Frank lives here.
Alone.
Okay, accept it. Well, because it's
basement.
Totally bizarre when you think about it, because the flavor is normal, but he's claiming it's a different kind of product. Like, I've seen black cherry soda,
that's what
I just
I'm saying.
Don't know what the hell
it's like. There's hidden trace elements in it. Benzene
all right, I admit it. We're all stoned. We're just in here in an airtight bong, okay?
If you guys could see what's going on in this room right now, it's just like a smoke machine. Okay, so
the car at the end.
You were going off about this little TC or PC. Is it a TC or PC?
This is a PC.
PC.
This
is
actually
conversion.
A PC. This is Zerstörer.
Zerstörer.
Actually, we'll find out how to. You don't have it on T1? You don't have it?
I downloaded Jedi Knight by accident instead of Zerstörer. That was my mistake.
Oh, no, you really have
megabytes.
To.
I know.
I could not recommend this thing more highly. It's just the best damn
Is it
thing
as good though. As Malice?
I have not seen Malice.
Which, by the way, is absolutely fantabulous.
Is it fabulous?
Comparative to Malice. Malice is in its own right, and it's got its own neat bells and whistles, but this does also. New weapons, the whole bit.
Swanky.
Yeah. So we got a couple guys from the team.
Who do we have here?
We have Dave and Darren, and I don't know respectively what they do on this team, but you guys out there?
Yeah, Darren.
Hey, you gotta speak up though, because we're kind of low there.
We're stretching the limits of our technology here.
That's right. And if this thing goes ape shit and like just falls apart, our conference call has been known to do that. So bear
okay.
with us.
Loud enough right here.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
So Dave.
Dave,
what do you do for the team? Or actually, first of all, how do you say this?
I wish we had candy to say it. We pronounced it pretty much. Let me think. It was like Zerstörer.
Whoa!
Ah,
wow!
Maybe you could get a rolling R in there and really complete the puzzle.
Yeah, I think I spelled it out. It was like T-S-E-R and then like Z-H-R-U-T-E-R or something like that.
Is there
and
a Q in there somewhere?
Yeah, exactly. For the, I'll buy a vowel, Pat.
Okay, can you tell us where the heck the name comes from then?
Yeah.
It was his girlfriend, Little Girl, came up with it. It means destroyer in German.
Oh, excellent. From now on, well, we're just going to call it your TC or your PC the duration of the interview to avoid confusion.
What did I call it? The
perfect.
Zoroster.
Oh, when you mailed me today, Zoster or Zoster.
Zephyr or something.
Yeah, you didn't do it.
Anyhow, yeah, they're speaking of Candy, who I guess he's in Germany.
Yeah. He's in Austria.
Austria. Well, it's like 5 in the morning there, and I don't think we could have got a hold of him or, you know.
What's this dedication?
Exactly. So it's a PC. What do you guys do for this on the team?
Darren, you want to go or?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm Darren McNeil. I'm the programmer mainly for the team. And towards the end, I kind of fell into putting it all together and making it available after Brandon left to go to ID.
Was he the project leader?
Yes, Brandon was the project leader.
For those who don't know, that's Kill Me, who is now in ID Software. So you guys had you're an actual professional beforehand. A lot of people have been speculating that you guys are going to get snapped up by the...
Well, did he actually work on it, or did he leave before the work started?
He worked on it. He started the entire thing. I could take it way back. He sent me an email. What the hell month? It was probably November. And he asked me to join because he was impressed by some stupid little trees that I made for in BSP form. And he asked me to join a conversion he wanted to start, the Antichrist Superstar conversion for Marilyn Manson. And I joined up there, and it was just me and him for a couple months, and we were doing some stuff. And then he went, and he kind of disappeared for a couple weeks. But when he came back, he hired all these freaking great people, Darren and Candy and Manther, and it just brought in a ton of people, and it was great. And at that point, thank God Darren came, because I'm not much of a coder, and I was in charge of the Quake C up until that point, and then Darren kind of took over, and it became his baby after that, and I just went for levels and stuff. And then it became what it is now for the past bunch of months.
When did it make the transition from the Marilyn Manson TC to what we see today? Because I don't see a lot that would suggest...
No references.
That, yeah, I don't see a lot that suggests that the original theme carried through.
Hey, when did that happen? Do you have any idea?
I guess it happened about 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah, it's probably...
We didn't actually, while it was the Marilyn Manson TC, we didn't actually get that far with it because we didn't have an idea of actually what the game would be.
Yeah.
And that was the main reason for switching over.
It could be you guys killing, like, the Meadowlands officials or something.
Yeah.
Everybody was getting stepped on left and right. The aliens people and the other one? I think the Terminator people got stepped on. Everybody was just being told to stop.
Well, something tells me Marilyn Manson wouldn't fox you. He'd hunt you down and skin you alive or something.
He would eat your entrails.
One of our guys, I think it was Dr. Rick, said he was going to try and meet with Marilyn Manson at a concert or something. I don't remember what it was, but I don't think he got a chance to.
That doesn't sound like an appealing proposition.
I wonder how he would have pitched him a laptop or something. Hey, we got to go to a little commercial break here. Can you guys hang on?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back.
You've joined forces with Operation Counter-Strike on QuakeCast on the Pseudo Online Network. We'll be right back.
Feel the power! Play Quake!
Hi, this is Mike. I'm a postal worker. And instead of going up to a high tower to pick off pedestrians one at a time, I have focused my anxiety into Quake. Quake is where I can take out all my pressures of dogs and people and mail and shoot people on Quake, on Pseudo.
Will Shakespeare.
Bye-bye. You're in tune to Go Poetry
Illumination Gallery.
You're listening to Improve.
It's another Job and Mike.
Pseudo.com.
This is Hilly Crystal at CBGB's inviting you to listen and hear Eastern Standard Time. Broadcasting right here, website at cbgb.com. George Tabb and I will be your hosts. This is Hilly Crystal at
CBGB.
This is Will Bryant, the creator of Clan Ring. You're listening to QuakeCast on the Pseudo Online Network.
Quake Emotional Study. Subject name, Jay. Stimuli, Penny. Title, Quake in the Bedroom. Catalog, record, now.
Got him. Baby, hold on. What are you doing? Come to bed. What's the matter with you, baby?
Okay.
You've rejoined Operation Counter-Strike on the QuakeCast on the Pseudo Online Network.
Just to show you how we feel about this project, we're sitting here raving at Looney Boy. Judge Cal and I raving at Looney Boy during the break about what a cool thing it is, and we can't believe he hasn't downloaded
it. They tell me there's a chainsaw, so I'll be downloading it when I get home tonight.
That chainsaw rules. That chainsaw, I cannot wait to lay into somebody in deathmatch with that thing, because it does real damage.
It's not as silly as the axe.
The Doom 2 one did some damage.
This thing kills stuff.
This
pulls chunks and flings things around, like, you know, bits of jib.
Yeah. Bits of jib. Or gib for those of us who are jib impaired. Did you see Scary clarified on his page this week that his last name is Gibson, not Gibson.
And he apologized, I think.
So anyway, you guys, where can this be found? I mean, you can download it off your site, Blue.
Oh, sure.
Did you put it, Pat?
Oh, yeah.
Put it up?
Oh, yeah.
Where's the main info page for the PC?
That would be http://www.killme.com/the.htm.
You should have made the URL be Zerstarer with the umlaut over there, just so nobody could type it. It would be really cool.
That'd be funny. But we were also bad marketing. We're trying to explain how superior this PC is compared to other games, I guess. Like Jedi Knight. But we were also talking about some of the new weapons and the cutscenes, and I think that'd be very interesting to Looney Boy here, because he does the camera work.
Yeah, Darren, you actually sort of pioneered the Quake cutscene technology, didn't you?
Yeah, that was something I started way back. I originally started with a little patch I was doing where I wrote a little level, and I had these single cutscenes where the camera couldn't move. It would just be a single shot, and it would display text on the screen. You could write a story. And that's what Killme saw, and that's what he asked me to join up with the conversion. And within about 3 or 4 days, I had rewritten it where you could have full moving cameras that track focal points and pretty much do anything with the camera you can think of, you can do it. The only little problem is that it's a little bit jerky tracking the focal points, but that's a limitation I had with Quake.
I was going to ask you about that, because you do notice that a little bit, like it tends to kind of go in kind of little fits.
Right. That was something that bugged me for a long time, but Quake won't let me actually give an angular velocity to, I don't want to explain too much, but it doesn't let you pan and zoom correctly.
It doesn't let you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a lot of emails with people saying that, why is the camera so jerky? And really, without getting to the code base, I mean, there's only so much you can do.
You can't do Bezier curves throughout space and the other. But it's very impressive. I mean, Tom Hall is talking about these cinematics that are going to be in his new game, Anachronox, and I could just see the beginnings of cinematics and cut screen stuff. Like, I'm still waiting for the Quake 2 cut.
Quake 2 is going to have
basically, it's going to actually have animation, though. It's not going to have, like, game.
Well, no, it's going to have in-game. Isn't it going to have in-game demo movies, essentially?
Is there?
I think that the last I saw, they weren't sure if it was just going to be, like one at the beginning, a couple of major scenes, or how they... You know, I think they were trying to avoid making it be, like, Wing Commander.
Well, also, I thought they were going to do limited-style ones, like there are in Tomb Raider, where you pull a lever, and then it cuts and shows you the thing opening.
Like in this PC.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, with the weapons you guys have, how many weapons are there? Three, four?
Five.
Five?
Four.
The chainsaw, that cool shotgun dealie?
Yeah, the chain gun, the riot controller, the lightning gun, the chain lightning gun, and the SRE.
There you go.
Which one's the riot controller?
That's that shotgun deal. I want to use that thing in deathmatch in the worst way.
With the round barrel one?
Yeah. Does it two shots when you pull the trigger? It fires twice, but it seems like each one of them is significantly nastier than a single shotgun blast too.
They are.
Is that like a double blast?
Yeah, I think it might be even a little bit more powerful than a double barrel blast.
We like that. Well, you know, that's something that's going to definitely lend a little weapons balance. I haven't been able to get into a deathmatch in that deal yet, but it seems like that's an opportunity to go up to that rocket launcher toting maniac and teach him a thing or two about the shotgun.
That's what we were going for.
Wasn't it in the deathmatch? Because I didn't do much deathmatch testing because boohoo, I don't have many people around here. But wasn't it that I think the chain gun was the most popular weapon, right, Darren?
Yeah, the chain gun worked out really well in deathmatch.
People just picked
that on somebody and really take down some health.
So now I haven't downloaded it yet, but it sounds to me it's very Doom inspired, correct? You got the chain gun.
We were all huge fans of Doom. Yeah, as far as the weapons go, yeah, we were definitely trying to get some of the balance back in that was in Doom.
Yeah, that's great.
Definitely works. Works for me, man.
I miss those Doom 2 death matches.
How many levels are there in this?
There's, seven single play if you don't include the star. Well, one's a cutscene level. Mm-hmm. I think some people are getting a little disappointed by that, but one is one entire level, 01M2, is a cutscene level. You don't participate and you just watch it. But six other levels in the start, and then there's five deathmatch maps.
Well, single play, it's a nice breath of fresh air because actually it's the first single play that I've actually gotten into. It's engaging as hell.
Yeah, exactly.
It's engaging as hell. When you in that, like I said on my picture, that transition between the first and the second levels, where you kind of wake up on the second level, that was really done.
Fuck, that was so nice.
That was really
such a nice breath of fresh air.
Just a bit too eerie. That was a hard level for a level two. That was a piece of work.
Yeah. You're gonna freak out when you see this.
I love you guys saying this because that's my baby now.
Is it?
That's the biggest level I've ever made.
One of the biggest levels I've ever played.
I have the note here that says it was your level and to smooch butt here.
Oh really?
Yeah,
I was smooching butt and I didn't even see the notes. How cool am I?
No, but
I hope
really.
It's dark.
Sorry?
I've heard from some people it's a little bit dark, but it is supposed to be nighttime.
No, and it's supposed to be a graveyard. I mean,
no, when you wake up in the grave and you don't know, you think the game's stuck or something, and you wake up inside of a grave.
Oh, that is cool.
And it's black, and you're... I thought I was buried, actually, until I...
You are buried.
Well, yeah, you know, but sort of. You can get out. I thought I made a wrong turn or something, the game was over. You know?
Creepy wants to know where the music from the first cutscene's from.
That's a sample that Kilmy took from... the Perfect Drug single, I'm not sure which track, but that was something he had done.
Yeah, that's absolutely cool.
Oh my god, with that blood coming up. Oh my. Jeez.
You slowly lose consciousness.
Yeah, exactly. So,
what's next?
That's what we're trying to decide.
Yeah, we're talking about that right now.
I guess one of the big problems for conversion teams is the Quake 2 question of how much work do you want to put in if Quake 2 is just on the horizon.
Well, I think the big problem is where the heck are you going to get the equipment?
Oh, to do Quake 2 stuff.
To compile
those maps,
you're going to need, you know, the deck alpha.
Actually, I think a bigger problem is that everybody makes these cool PCs and TCs get scooped up by
the other thing. You know, there's been, let's talk about that. There's been an awful lot of speculation about that. You know, a lot of people have been already saying that they think that this is such a professional product that there's no doubt that you guys are all going to get snapped up. Has anybody gotten an offer yet? Are you guys
one of them was gone
before the product was released.
Yeah, it was still
has the phone been ringing off the hook or anything cool like that?
There's been one offer. Should we speak about it?
I don't know. I can't speak for anyone else. I haven't gotten any offers.
That sucks.
No offers for me either.
Okay. But
we've gotten one so far that we know of, one of our teammates, but we'll probably keep it quiet until he wants to say something about it.
Cool.
It's all right.
So you're kind of regrouping at this point. You're not clear on the direction that the next thing is going to take you.
Right.
Definitely want it to go forward, though. I want to try something now.
Well, I think that, you know, you certainly got a lot of momentum to build on. I think you've gained a huge fan base.
Yeah,
so
shocking. I can't believe it.
Oh, well,
how much
work
went
into this
thing? Exactly. Compare it to what's out there.
Well, that's not true. That's a little unfair. I'm always impressed by the quality of the work that people are doing for free out there. But this was just one of those things.
Exceptional.
That
stepped
up head and shoulders. But what sort of time frame, basically, once you set the current thing? I mean, how long did it take to do something like that?
We were all, half of us juggling school, half of us are trying to get jobs and teach ourselves stuff and everything. So, I mean, we probably could have came out with it a lot faster, but we all had other crap to do, too.
Sure.
I don't know. I guess it was probably a good 6 months of work.
Yeah, so that's my point is, you know, you don't embark on that kind of thing with 6 months and you'd be like, if nobody downloads it, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, you guys must have known that you were onto something there.
Yeah, we knew it was okay, but it's hard to judge how other people would judge it.
I guess
we definitely knew it was pretty good.
I guess
you
worry that you've got no perspective,
right?
It being your baby. My child is the loveliest. Very good. You know, I got to point this out because I've talked about Darren a lot on the show. Darren was the webmaster of Quake Will Rule the Cosmos, which was the original ever Quake site in the entire universe. That page is still up there, isn't it?
My very last update I ever made.
Yeah.
Can you plug the URL now?
It's been over a year since it's been down.
Was that usl.edu?
Yeah. I don't know if I want to give up the URL.
Oh, you don't want to do that?
Get
the thing shut down again just for the hell of it?
All
right. So don't do that. But
everybody go find Yoast.
Be that way. Yeah, go ask Yoast and go check out the last update on Quake World.
We'll give you space on Planet Quake. How about that?
We'll
mirror it on Planet Quake.
Oh, right. My goodness.
The Hall of Fame.
Get some more nasty mail from the college.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sorry, you've exceeded your user limit.
Didn't we tell you once? All right.
Okay, well, it's an absolutely cool PC, the coolest thing I've seen in a while.
I'm glad you like it.
Great. You guys can get it at www.killme.com/zer.
Z-E-R.
.html. HTML.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Tell Candy. Sorry we couldn't get him on, but we didn't want to upset his kid or whatever. Or
sure,
whatever.
There you go. Okay. Zerstora rules the cosmos, however you pronounce it.
That's right. And we'll keep an eye out for you guys' next stuff.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Sure, man. Okay.
Zerstora PC team, one of the finest little pieces of work to come away.
International piece of work.
That is right. That is right. Truly international team.
And you guys just thought they made up that name.
Well, I've been asked to plug a LAN party. It's SS Lucid. It's www.prism.gatech.edu. /ribbongib.htm.
So ribbongib.
R-I-B-N-G-I-B.
Wait, I know who's doing. Somebody's doing. I know who's doing that. Wait.
You know this one?
Yeah.
You just plug it on your page?
Yeah. Well, I got a whole LAN party section.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Plug there, but I forget. This is somebody in the community who's done something else. I forget who it is though. Off the top.
We got to come up with a trivia question.
Do we?
Yeah. What is it going to be?
How many
what
stupid
was the,
songs did we
what
play
was the original,
last week?
What was the original URL for Darren's page?
I don't know, but we're going to be giving away a fabulous, cool Quake editor. Yoast Shore himself uses.
Cool.
Actually, I haven't loaded it yet, so I don't know. But one thing I did like about it is the fact that it included a lot of these newsgroup articles from some of the Quake newsgroups. So, and it's a searchable database, and if you had questions about particulars in Quake editing, you could look through the database.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I remember back when those guys first registered the domain, they put up news servers. There's a cool.
Yeah, it only had nowheres.
Well, right. Yeah,
they don't have
all Quake binaries fetish, but you know, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
What are you gonna?
But,
do?
But I haven't checked it out yet. Gonna load it up. Just got it yesterday, I believe, and we're gonna check that out and give you a report on it. It looks pretty cool. It looks is easy as the other the plug and play editors.
Plug and play.
Yeah, like the Deathmatch Maker and things like that. You know, it's pretty.
It's
pretty
3DFX.
Simple. That's right. If you want to, that's right. And they just came out with the GL. The GL cool.
Well, GL glide.
Glide. Glide cool. Sorry.
No, they call it GL cool, but yeah. then it apparently turns out to be Glide.
Aha.
Well.
Okay. So what are we gonna do here?
Don't we have a break?
Well,
or is that just me?
Well, no, we haven't break for another 5 minutes. But trivia question. One minute.
Wait, do you have a trivia question?
I don't. Do you?
We'll come up with one.
Oh, okay.
We can come up with one. Sure. Sure. Okay. What's Cal's girlfriend's name?
That's
a trick question.
Why you break
referred,
up?
No, you referred to
which
her.
One?
No, I referred to her alter ego.
Well, that's
whatever.
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's a trick question.
The trick question is which one.
Oh, nice. All right, fine. So you come up with a question.
There's only one, darling, if you're listening.
Notice he doesn't use a name.
Exactly.
It's a generic. Yes. Well. If all of you are listening, there's only one.
There can be only one.
Oh, no. Actually, we could do your wife's name. We never mentioned it, though, right?
It's Mrs. Blue.
Yeah. Wow, you just gave it away.
Jeez. That's not a name. Okay, I got one.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Quickly.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but there are 3 email addresses at bluesnews.com that could be found on your page.
Are there?
Can you name all 3?
I can only think of 2. Actually.
I can name the 3rd one. So,
That's a
trivia question. There's 3 URLs for the bluesnews.com domain that you can send mail to that are linked on my page.
3 emails.
3 email. 3 different addresses.
Right,
you know, something or other at Blue. Well, in other words, links on the page.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Whatever resolves to bluesnews.com.
Right.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back.
You've joined forces with Operation Counterstrike on QuakeCast on the Pseudo Online Network. We'll be right back.
Feel the power! Play Quake!
Freak.
Your electronic music form.
Freak.
Freak is good.
Freak. Freak.
Freak.
Freak.
House. Techno. Ambient. Ambient. And jungle DJ.
Freak.
Hey, this is Zoid, the creator of Capture the Flag. Just try and take it from me sometime. You're listening to QuakeCast on the Pseudo Online Network.
In other news today, 16 people were jibbed in front of a 7-Eleven on Main and Park. This just into the studio. To get the latest Quake news, check out bluesnews.com. 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 Bluesnews.com.
This is W.C. Fields, the Ram LZ, coming up with the kickin'.
Kicking it live.
Kicking it live.
Kicking it live.
Cooling out. Checking it out. Rocking the house. Come and check out the cool out right after 88 Hip Hop. Come on and let me see ya.
Let me see ya.
See ya.
Hey, Joey, I was working on this level the other day. I think it was E1L4 or something.
Yeah.
I got my primitives all messed up and my wedges were all wrong.
Man, you're not using WorldGraph. WorldGraph uses simple techniques to create complex maps.
Yeah, I heard of that. It's the number one Quake editor.
Primitives such as wedges and cones and cylinders, it all looks beautiful. It's made by that Ben Morris. He's a genius. Just check out GameGraph.com.
GameGraph.com?
That's right. Complex objects defined in WorldGraph script language. It's so simple. Even a knucklehead like you could get it right.
Hey, what's the URL for that thing over there?
www.gamecraft.com.
You've rejoined Operation Counterstrike on the QuakeCast on the Pseudo Online Network.
Wasn't that? I think that was the question we were going to use
these
last week.
Really? These answers are so far from.
How about this? We make it be a true or false trivia question. Who can answer the thing that I'm answering somebody in a private message here? Will Blue add you if you ask him to authorize you on ICQ?
Hey, we have another guest, but apparently somebody called in with a question on the hotline, the QuakeCast hotline. Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Quickly, what do you need?
I just want to advertise my page.
Oh, well, that's not a question.
Oh, you got to ask questions?
No, I don't know. You said you were going to ask a question, right? What's your page?
Okay.
God damn it, quickly. Quickly.
Would you advertise for my page?
Well, now that you've interrupted us, sure. What is it?
It's www.fairgame.org/gorbag.
So you're
G-O-what?
G-O-R-B-A-G.
No, G-O-R-E-B-A-G.
Okay. Are you a non-profit organization?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Could you do, like, our personal page also?
Well, go ahead.
Okay,
Wait. I want to discourage any kind of other self-promotion activities during the Quake.
It's like just purely an informative page.
Okay.
You know, it's like tell people how to get Quake and how to play it and stuff.
Well, that's good. I'm glad it wasn't like an informative page for llama care or something. Go ahead, quickly.
Okay, www.oro.net/tildacanteen.
Okay, Oro.net, that's Tony Febreze's server, I believe, also.
You are correct.
Yes.
Wow.
And my name is Norman.
Okay, Norman, thanks for calling in, man.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
There you go. Well, now, it looks like nobody's getting this trivia question.
Norman Bates calling.
Yes. I guess the fact that Blue didn't get it.
Yeah, I was confused myself.
Oh, Christ.
Anybody else got another
question? Yeah, the other question is, how many weeks has Girl Bomb been absent?
Except we don't know the answer.
I don't know the answer.
Well, then that means anybody who gets it gets it.
All right, here's the trivia question. Who wants a cool CD?
Oh, no.
No.
How many weeks has Janice
Leave
been out?
Leave me alone. Okay.
Don't look at the camera, people. Don't look at the camera.
Somebody, Toshin got it. It's 4.
Great. That's it. Toshin wins the cool CD.
We think it's 4. We don't know for sure. Just take the
Works for me.
Wow.
The answer to the Blues question is blue@bluesnews.com, mrsblue@bluesnews.com, and michelangelo@bluesnews.com.
And with an extra credit answer of kirk@bluesnews.com. I got a folder of the email that people sent to Kirk. Got a couple.
I sent one to Michelangelo.
Yes, you did. I saw that. Something like, Mike, I didn't know you did the web or something. It's funny. Ay. What a funny world.
I thought that was so silly.
All right, you know what? I never give a shout-out myself. I'm going to give a shout-out to my friend Iron Toes, who's out there in IRC. Iron Toes is like the moderator that is always on the New York Dwango server. Yeah. Back in my Doom days,
yeah,
was like the major Doom Dwango freak. So, and Johnny, a.k.a. Iron Toes, is out there, and he just said, hey, so... I'm doing that. Cal, what on earth are you doing? I'm going to put the camera on Cal and see if he can get it.
Cal is doing something odd.
There you go.
No, we actually had Chris Bolin on from Razor Entertainment.
Don't.
He was going to come on and tell us all about DM6 and the new CTF expansion pack stuff he's doing. But apparently he's not home and we got his mother or somebody. I don't know. But we do have a backup guest, fortunately. And this would be a backup guest, the In the Pit Rocket Arena Strategy fella named Hyper.
Oh, cool.
Who I do believe is out in IRC now as well. And hopefully he's got 2 lines and his phone's not busy. But Hyper, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, thank fucking God you're there because we just have time to kill.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? So yeah. Who the hell are you and what the hell do you do?
And why the hell should we care?
That's right.
I'm nobody and I do nothing.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see you later then. Thanks for coming on our
show. That means you can host the show
now.
Oh, man. Boy, that was perfect.
That was a biting
that
comment.
That was a searing and accurate comment.
I felt that one.
If I ever heard one.
Yikes.
Now, okay, so what makes you such an expert in Rocket Arena? Who did you beat?
I don't know.
That is a slap in the face, my friend.
Well, I figured we'd get his credentials out of the way.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was playing back when they like first started it, you know, back before it was CODIS.
Right.
And it just seemed cool, so I thought I'd
better hurry up. That's the Omen music. Hurry.
Okay.
Okay. So you were playing before they coded it?
Yeah, I was just playing back around then when there was a bunch of guys sitting on a server in a flat arena. Most of the people would jump in the game and just, like, hack people to death and whatever, and it was, you know, whatever, and then it got kind of cool after that.
And whatever, and it was whatever.
It was whatever and whatever.
Okay, so
you decided to write this strategy guide because you've got a lot of lucid, well-coalesced thoughts about this.
I don't know. Maybe they're not well collected.
Like, yeah,
maybe
what he said.
Throw them out there. I don't know.
Where is it again? It's at Planet Quake?
PlanetQuake.com/The Pit.
The Pit.
The Pit.
Okay, so again, what qualifies you to be a strategist on Rocket Arena? Have you beat Blue?
No, but one of the guys that works
Blue.
With me.
Come on.
What's that?
One of the guys that works with me has.
Really?
The Shiznit played him on a server a while ago and beat him a couple times.
There you go. Who was that?
One of my friends. His name is Mike. His quake name is the Shiznit.
The Shiznit.
Yeah.
That sounds vaguely Hebrew or something.
Oh, this is Rosh Hashanah. So,
yeah, you know. Okay, so what would they find on your site? What strategy would you give people?
I'm looking at this. Hey, you guys have had a little facelift over on this site recently.
Yeah, I changed it just the other day. Right now, I'm kind of looking for somebody to help me out, basically doing, I'd say, the strategies, because I'm kind of getting low on time right now. You know, I'm searching for college and job and stuff like that.
Hmm.
But so I'm basically doing HTML with this one other guy named Ben Kasten right now. Hmm. And we are fixing up the page. And I'm hopefully going to get somebody to help me do level-by-level strategies pretty soon.
Great.
There's just so many levels with the new pack, it's hard to do it all myself.
Okay, so this is a call for help.
A cry for
asking for help.
It's not a web page, it's a cry for help.
It is.
Help.
See, in the Pit Rocket Arena strategy page, he needs help. Somebody help him quickly.
Help.
Help me.
He's fallen and he can't get up.
There you go.
Speaking of revamped web pages, the old sudo.com has had a little facelift as well.
Kind of darn lovely at that.
And gained a number in the process. It's gone from 0 to 4.0.
Well, it was in homage of the Internet Explorer 4.
Was it, or was it hotwired, which has recently gone
4.0? That's true.
I love the concept of a version number
of
for
a website.
Your website.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I need to work
actually,
on
it. Come to think of it, it is literally 4.0, just
is
by
it?
Happenstance, yeah. I remember the first version.
If I had one of those for mine, it would be on about 6.0 by now.
6.0.
Either that or knowing the Quake community, it could be like 0.45323.
Blue, you'd be on what, 0.25 or
something? Yeah, I've not changed that much, really.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, subtle changes.
Not major
regarding a whole new number.
1.5. No version jumping.
There you go.
That's right. But
virgin jumping?
Virgin jumping.
Hey. Sounds like an Olympic sport.
Yes. Okay. So, Rocket Arena strategy. Give me some strategy.
Okay.
What's the number rocket launcher and
go
for the armor.
Kick some ass.
What's the best tip you can give somebody for Rocket Arena?
Best tip I can give somebody.
Don't nuke yourself.
I don't know.
Quit axing the spectators.
Hey.
That could work.
Why else do I play?
You're in one spot in the spectator box and don't run around swinging the axe.
There you go.
Yeah.
But for players who are actually in the arena with weapons in their hands, do you have any advice for them?
No, the page is just...
Well, he spends all his time in the viewer's box.
Yeah, have you ever considered renaming it from the pit to being like, you know, the spectators? The luxury box, maybe you could call it.
Yeah, I just sit there and hit that, what is it, Impulse 69 all the time so I can just sit there and, like, watch the game.
Impulse 70, right. Take that 5-minute break, one after the other.
What is that, Dan?
Impulse 70, you can take a 5-minute break.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What is that? That takes you out of the lineup?
Yeah, we call that the whiz key.
Okay. You bind it to...
That's for people like you who are just in there. Hours on end. Okay.
Well, you know, actually, there's a reason for that. It's because if you get into a good Rocket Arena server and you get into a good game, there's like a waiting.
I guess that's
people
nice.
Pile up at the door.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to announce it, but I have this like hidden Rocket
Arena
server.
Super secret. Are you going to reveal it?
Well, yeah. Why not? Because there's not really many servers out there for regular normal Quake Rocket.
I tell you what, if you we'll make a deal. If you announce it, then I want to give you a map to put up on it. Okay. Because Avatar sent me a. Rocket Arena map, and it's
really?
Not playing anywhere, so I figured this
okay.
is the way to get it.
Yeah, there's a normal Quake Rocket Arena server at Graceland at graceland.sudo.com.
Cool.
I
actually badgered Cal to put that up because they released the NetQuake version last week after the show, and nobody...
and it's only
going to
be an eight-player game, and it's... periodically up and down, so if it goes down...
Depending on if Cal left the NT setup disk in the drive when he rebooted
Depending
it.
Depending on if I nuke the server like I did last.
There's another tip for you. Tell the server administrators to keep their number of players down.
Oh, man. I commented on that last week. I found a Rocket Arena server with a 32-player limit.
Oh,
Avi Paul? No. There was, it was empty, actually. Go figure.
Yeah.
I got a comment, by the way, you know, because we didn't really get to talk about this, but while we're on the subject, I don't know if you guys checked out, but the new Rocket Arena pack is brilliant. That they just, you know, there were a couple maps in the old one that kind of sucked, and they're just gone, and they've been replaced by really good maps. So
yes.
Yeah,
well,
from what
actually,
I saw, it was cool.
I got to help my auction a little bit on the choosing of them.
Oh, yeah?
And there were a few problems with some of the ones that are in there now, but I think they've all been worked out. It came out really well.
Yeah. Excellent. Good stuff.
All right, Mr. Hyper.
All right, Mr. Hyper, thank you for coming in and pinch hitting.
Absolutely.
Filling us in on the pit.
Mm-hmm.
Or the spectator's booth, as we like
we
to
will
call
rock
it now.
You.
We will rock you. So that's planetquake.com/thepit.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okie dokie.
All right.
And
thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
As
Great
always,
cast.
we send out our get well wishes to Girl Bomb, who's,
yes.
Who's out there suffering.
Congratulations to the cool winner. Also, thanks to the engineers. We never read the thing up there.
That's right.
Okay,
oh,
coming
to engineers.
Game Gimps.
And the next show is the Game Gimps.
Game Gimps.
Yes, we are going to kick their ass
no
at match someday.
You got mud on your face.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests of QuakeCast don't necessarily reflect the views and opinions of QuakeCast.
Please remember the preceding program is copyrighted under the Pseudo Online Network 1997. Any rebroadcast or repurposing of this program in part or whole is strictly prohibited.